I had moved to be closer to my family, and I had done it knowing full well I would be spending more time with people than without. Right after Amara had died, I had buried myself in work and tried to ensure to the world, including my parents and brothers, that I could handle being alone. That, while grieving, I wasn't going to go off the deep end. I'd only had one bad night of drinking, and of course, look how that had ended. So, when I had been summoned to a family meeting, I wasn't surprised that, while you could beg off if you wanted to, there had been enough urgency in the tone that I was now sitting here in my cousin Eli's larger-than-life home that I had helped him build, wondering how I had made this my problem.
There's so much paperwork for her to deal with, and she's not letting me help at all. And I know that Rory can do this on her own. I know she says that, at least, but we all know that there's going to be 1,000 little things that need to be done.
Ava rambled as she paced in front of us. Most of the Wilders had come through here to try to figure out how to help Rory out of an impossible situation. When Rory had nearly collapsed in my arms at that phone call, she had tried to push me away, but I had ignored her. Instead, I had held her up by her elbow as she steeled herself and listened to what had turned out to be the authorities on the other end of the line.
So, her brother-in-law was flying the plane and it just went down?
Aurora asked as she slid her hand into my brother Ridge's grip.
That's what the guy said, I grumbled, trying not to picture exactly what had washed over Rory's face when she had heard the news that her sister and brother-in-law had died in a small plane crash, leaving behind 2 little girls, a mountain of debt thanks to different state laws, and a group of people who did not want to relinquish rights to anything Beth and Nolan might have left that had value. I didn't know Rory's family, and I didn't want to know them.
How could the world end and rebuild so many times in only a month? Time lied. Grief lied. And those who said grief could calm after time lied. It was as if grief were the slow movements of a clock. As if each tick of the minute hand, each swipe of the hour hand would forever slow to a crawl because you were the one who wanted it to move. Those people had never found themselves a caretaker to 2 children who wanted nothing to do with you. Because time didn't slow to a crawl, it slapped you in the face with reality, wondering where the hell you had been this entire time, then it would freeze in place. It didn't even have the decency to crawl. It had been a month since my world had rocked on its axis one more time, and I didn't think I had anything left in me for it to rock again. 1 month since my sister and brother-in-law had died. 1 month since I had dropped everything to pick up the girls from the only home they had ever known and ripped them away from it. 1 month since I'd only had one option when it came to those girls. Take them home, away from the community that wanted nothing to do with them now that their parents were gone, and never ask for more. 1 month, and I didn't even know if grief had a name because I was too busy drowning in everything else.
I hate it here! You can't make me stay here!
I didn't say anything. Didn't nod or explain to the child in front of me that yelling wasn't going to accomplish anything. In fact, the only thing that yelling did was give me a headache, and I wasn't even allowed to yell back. Part of me wanted to go back in time and apologize to my parents for every time I had rolled my eyes, sneered, and told my parents I hated them. Because I had been a brat.